We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got several things we're going to try to enlist to handle him. He's a good football player, as we know. They go to him a lot of times when it gets what I call nut cut time. And then they got several different players, though, on offense. And, of course, 12, man. Probably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play. Gronk and Brady have been around a long time. I don't think there's too many things that they haven't seen from anybody, be it zone defense or man-to-man.
93.7 The Fan time is 4:05. Get to Planet Fitness today to enroll in their Black Card membership for $21.99 per month with no enrollment fee. Keith Butler on Nut Cutting Time talking about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Give you the numbers on Gronk versus the Steelers. Six games, 664 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And with more on that, let's bring in our NFL insider here, John Clayton from ClaytonFootball.com. John, is there any? Do you see any way the Steelers slow down Brady and Gronkowski on Sunday?
I think they can to a certain degree, but you know that debate that's been there now. I think it was entering the third year, and they kept trying to do it and didn't work. Is that, you know, the man-to-man argument? You know, if they can man up against them, then I think they can try to do some things. But it's still going to be tough because, you know, one thing that's so different now, and I hate to say this because he went to my high school, is, you know, Rob's starting to show his age. He's starting to be a little bit older. And that's just not to play in the end zone when he missed the tackle, because he shouldn't have even been out there on that. That was a bad choice by Bill Belichick. But I think the one thing that you look at, and the numbers you bring out fit perfectly what was the old Gronk, the Gronk that was, you know, worth 6 points a game. Because when he wasn't playing for so many years, the offense would drop 6 to 7 points a game. So he was worth a touchdown a game. But now you can see that, you know, with the injuries he's had, he's starting to slow down a little bit. He's still good. He's still one of the best tight ends in the league. But, you know, he's not the top guy anymore. And so that margin of difference is not going to be there. And then you still look to see, you know, the moving parts. And it's so much as Brady. Now, Brady finally had one of his best games last week after a year where he's missing throws that he's never really missed before. So there's a way. And you know how this Steeler team is. You know, they tend to have bad games against the bad teams, but they do play good games against the real good teams, and this is still a good Patriot team.
John, how much of a step has Tom Brady? I don't want to say step has he lost, because he just hit 1,000 yards rushing for his career after about an eternity in the league, but how much of his greatness is still there? Like, what percentage of vintage Tom Brady is he right now?
I'd say maybe 85%. Because, I mean, you have to say last year he was still at that 100% level because he was the most valuable player in the league. But I think you can see a little bit of a drop-off now, particularly in certain throws that he's making that he's not – it's uncommon. Now, again, maybe he's corrected that. Maybe he's got that second wind that gets him back up to 90, 95%. But I'd say right now you're seeing about 85%. But 85% of the greatest quarterback of all time is still pretty good. And now with the Kansas City loss on Thursday night, it puts these, you know, at least it puts the Patriots back in the position where maybe they can wrestle away and still get home field advantage.
John, I know you're a historian and a student of the game. This fact from NFL Stats and Information absolutely blew me away. Tom Brady's 113 passer rating against the Steelers is the highest of any quarterback versus one opponent since the 1970 merger.
Wow. That one I had not heard. And that is stunning when you think about it, because, I mean, you think that really for maybe not this year, but for the at least going into this, you thought it was going to be. But for the last 4 years, it was like it was either New England, Pittsburgh being number one or number two. And of course, you know, much like the series against Indianapolis, you knew both teams have great chances to win the division, so they're going to be playing each other each year. But that's stunning when you think about that. 113, you know, just remarkable. And particularly, you know, it's still a talented Steeler team with some talent on defense. But it just shows you how good Brady is.
So how do the Steelers win this game?
Well, the big thing is they've got to stop the turnovers. I mean, they just can't overcome that, because if you're going to be turning it over to Tom Brady, he's going to beat you, and he's going to beat you by more than 10 points. You know,
they've got to find some way to run the football. I mean, that's something that is now going to be more essential than ever. Now, understanding that this Patriot team is much like last year's Patriot team in a sense. They don't have any playmakers on defense, and so you can get points in them and you can get yards, but you can't give them the ball. So they have to play at least get 95 yards rushing. They have to make sure that they win the turnover battle or just don't lose the turnover battle, and then just hope the crowd can guide things. And then, the one thing that I think Keith Butler probably needs to do is, blitz a little bit early and try to get Brady off his game. That's the one thing, particularly if you get around his knees and legs and stuff like that, you can get him out of the game. But if he gets into the second quarter and he's on a roll, then he's going to keep being on a roll. That's just the way he is.
John, who does New England's dominance over the Steelers reflect more poorly on, in your estimation, Mike Tomlin or Ben Roethlisberger?
I mean, it's like the domination, I think, it's Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, because, again, they're so good. Certainly when you have a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, if things don't go right, then he's the one that can make it go right, because he's got the ability with the fourth quarter comebacks to be able to make it go right. But it just seems like there's always something that kind of goes amiss. I mean, go back to the game a couple years ago in Foxborough. I mean, here's Le'Veon Bell. He gets hurt in the second quarter, I think it was. And then, they try to go man on the receivers against the Patriots, and then Brady gets hot and is able to take everything under control. So it's just, again, you're going to get best against the best. I mean, it's like it's no different than back in the 70s, when the Steelers had the edge over the Houston Oilers and the Oakland Raiders. It seemed like no matter what they did, unless they take out two running backs in a Baltimore game, the Steelers were always going to have the edge. With the Patriots, that seems to be the case that they have.
John, what do you make of all the criticism Mike Tomlin's been getting this week?
He has to get criticized to a certain degree, but it's probably overdone. I mean, when it gets to the point where they start saying, is he going to be fired? It's like, he's not going to be fired. I mean, they had three coaches since the late 1960s. And you look at his record and you look what he does with the team, he still does a good job. And then who are you going to get that's going to be better than Mike Tomlin and his staff? I think it's still just a matter that but one thing I would hope that he finds a way to fix is do better against the bad teams, because it seems like there's always a Cleveland Brown game or an Oakland Raider game. There's like two or three of those a year, and if he cleans that up, it's like that's the one that I think baffles me more than anything else. To lose a good game to a very good team, hey, that's just good football.
John, how do you explain? I want to go back to that stat Andrew threw at you, where Tom Brady's career pass rating against the Steelers is 113, and we're all shocked by that. Other teams have had a little bit, not a ton, but more success slowing him down. Why have the Steelers in particular, when they usually have a good amount of talent on both sides of the ball, struggled so badly against New England? Can you pinpoint a reason for that? Or against Brady, I should say.
Yeah, I think probably more so than anything else, it's probably more could be the higher scoring games, because let's put it this way. It's like, even though Brady has the edge and Belichick has the edge, I mean, look at how they dominate that whole division. I mean, they may lose one game in Miami, or when Rex Ryan was in New York, they may lose one game in Detroit or in New York, but they always win five games, and they pretty well, dominate those five games. The division is just so weak, they just take advantage of that. I think the one thing that it's the timing of the game, I think, also that works against the Steelers, because normally it's like the Indianapolis series with the Patriots. The games are always going to be November and December, and that's when the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they peak their game, because they have such an incredible record. If the game was played, say, in September, I bet you the number's not going to be 113. But again, this is always one of the most looked upon games of the year. And so you've either got to play it right before Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, or sometime in December. So I think a lot of that is you get to play the Patriots when they're at their best. Because when you look at what Bill Belichick does, I mean, he takes about 6 weeks to kind of figure out what kind of team it's going to be. And then once he gets to November and December, and you look at the historic stats on how their record is there, I mean, that's when they're playing their best. So they're playing the best when they're at their best.
If James Conner is able to play, how much does that change your prediction or outlook of this game, John?
A lot. A lot. Because, just having his ability to just get some yards on the ground and give it, you know, don't put everything in Ben Roethlisberger's hand. You know, try to wear down that defense to a certain degree. You know, because again, it's still not a defense that has a lot of playmakers, but if you're going to have to go out there and, you know, win the game with 40, 45 passes, that makes it tough because you don't know whether the weather conditions can play into it. You know, and I think you've now watched, now that we're starting to get into more weather games, that if you have the ground game to at least slow down offenses, you know, keep them off the sidelines. I mean, I went to the Kansas City game on Sunday, and I watched Lamar Jackson, who's as limited as a passer right now because he's just not there yet. I mean, they had a 24-17 lead in the fourth quarter on the road, and they did it by just running the football 42 times or so. That's what, you know, it's like, I'm not saying that the Steelers have to run the ball 42 times, but they need some kind of balance because the one thing that Brady has done, and really, and this is the brilliance of, you know, what Josh McDaniels has done with the offense and also what Bill Belichick has done with the offense, you know, they either, you know, get some college schemes in there to get more plays. And with the more plays, they find a way where if Brady throws 40 passes, they get 30 runs. I mean, I remember when they ran the Oregon offense, you know, the running attack, you know, they were like 75 plays a game. And that's the thing. The more Brady's on the field, the more dangerous it is. So Connor can at least keep Brady off the field.
John, I want to take a quick look at something that isn't Steelers-Patriots, and it's the Los Angeles Chargers. Are they, in your estimation, the best team right now in the AFC?
Yeah, I have to say so, because I thought they were going to win the division, and they didn't. I mean, or they right now they may not be able to do it. But then I didn't anticipate that Patrick Mahomes was going to be, you know, one of the main candidates for MVP. I thought they were going to take a little bit of a step back, and that turned out not to be the case. Mahomes is absolutely phenomenal. But you know, when I remember going a couple weeks ago to the Charger Denver game, and they should have won that one. They were dominating. They had the ball like about three quarters of the time. You know, I know after the game when the mistakes were made by Phillip Rivers that he anticipated the game should have been 33-7. In favor of the Chargers, but instead they ended up, you know, losing the football game in the last minute. So they really should have that 12th win as opposed to you know, the 11 wins right now. So that's it's a really good team. And the one thing that you like about it compared to the Chiefs is that they've got a defense. And again, a defense.
Yeah.
They're more of a complete team than the Chiefs. Even though again, the Chiefs are really good.
John, last one. Who wins and why on Sunday? Steelers or Patriots?
I don't know. Maybe it's just goofy on my part, but I just kind of get the feeling that the Steelers win because, you know, if you look at the conventional thing, you'd say no. I mean, you look at the way the Steelers have played, you say no. But, you know, one thing that Mike has been able to do in, you know, against some really good teams is bounce back and get one of the better records. They're going to have to do it. It's home. The crowd's going to be into it. I don't. Maybe I throw myself to the
No, John, I'm picking them too. We're on an island here. There's not a lot of positivity, but I'm there. Me and you, we're hanging out.
It's just a quirkiness because, again, it's like the games that, you know, like the opening game against Cleveland and the Oakland game, it's like, how do you get a tie and a loss like that? But you see it every year. But then I look at it as that somehow, some way, you know, he can get the best play at the best time, and they need that, and I think they can win.
John, we'll talk to you again on Thursday. We'll see if you were prophetic or not. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, see, are we both on Revis Island?
I wish
John,
they had
you don't
Darrell
want to
Revis
be on an island with me. My record picking games this year has not been the best.
I would take Darrell Revis right now over Artie Burns playing a lot of snaps for the Steelers.
So would I.
By the way, is that not the worst name for a cornerback?
Artie Burns? Yeah, tell me about it.
A lawyer named Criminal.
All right, John. We'll talk to you, brother.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.